This is one for all the mums and dads who are out shopping and trying to negotiate all those places with the prams and the buggies. What would you think if buggies and prams were banned from local cafes? That's what's happened in a North Leeds venue. Notices went up advising parents using the cafe bar to leave all pushchairs and prams in the foyer or outside. The cafe are reported to have introduced a policy to keep customers safe as they felt there were health and safety issues around people carrying hot drinks and food to their tables. The staff couldn't move safely and they were worried that they'd trip over some of the buggies and prams and spill perhaps hot drinks on some of the customers. What do you make of it? 08459 555 678. They said they'd counted 13 prams on one occasion and were constantly worried about an accident. So should venues here adopt the same idea, or is it anti-parent? And is it just an attempt to please all those yuppie latte sippers sitting drinking their coffees? On the line this morning, commentator Anthony Miller and mum Adrienne Peltz. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Adrienne, what would you make of this if you rolled up at one of the venues and you saw, as happened apparently, a sign went up in the window. It had the pram or the pushchair in the little red circle and the red line through it.
I think I'd be completely outraged. I mean, just reading the story, my blood was boiling. I think, you know, a lot of cities in the UK are already quite sort of not child-friendly. And I think public spaces and, you know, shops and cafes need to be child-friendly. It's a silly business decision. I mean, when mums get organised and start boycotting cafes, that's when you need to start worrying, because they're a massive part of the clientele. And I just do not buy the idea that it's a health and safety issue. Would they chuck out people with wheelchairs or with rollators or walking aids? I don't think so. This is about targeting mums and dads and carers, because kids can be rowdy, in my opinion.
But having said that, though, I mean, like 13 prams in a cafe, you wouldn't have room to move around to serve the tables if they were all in at the one time.
Well, I suppose it depends on how they have the layout of the cafe. But, you know, it just seems that it's quite callous. Just sticking up a sign in the window, it's very clear that it's a parents not welcome. I don't think that it has anything to do with health and safety, because you can negotiate it politely. You can ask people to fold up their buggies. You know, buggies fold up and are meant to be quite compact. For parents who have small little babies, the idea of sticking your child out in the corridor is ridiculous if you have a sleeping child. I just think it's really, really ridiculous. Yep. And it's insensitive to carers. And it's part of this whole idea that children are an inconvenience and get in the way. And frankly, it makes my blood boil.
And I know what you're saying about the sort of health and safety side of it, but it's all right saying that until some member of staff does fall over a pram or a buggy and throws hot tea or coffee all over someone. And then everybody's asking the question, well, why are you letting all these prams be parked here in the first place?
Well, I think with the number of, you know, parents and carers who go into cafes with buggies, it doesn't happen that often. I think it's more of a cop-out. I just think that it is about people not being happy with having their space invaded by buggies and children and trying to put an end to it, because I think, by and large, we can be quite unfriendly towards children in public spaces. And I think that I just think from a business perspective, it's ridiculous, because people will be reading about the story, hearing the story and getting infuriated. And other parents are not going to want to go to cafes where you're basically told, right, step out the door. Your kids aren't welcome in here.
0845955678. What would your reaction be this morning if a cafe that you frequented or a bar decided to implement the same policy? Or have you come across issues regarding what you're meant to do with your pram or your pushchair in similar circumstances? Anthony Miller, is this an anti-parent policy, do you feel?
Do you know what? I have so many responses, I don't even know where to start, but I'll start with this one.
Go ahead.
Please do not ever compare a wheelchair user to a buggy. That is absolutely preposterous, absolutely ridiculous. Secondly, I have yet to see a buggy in this day and age that doesn't have a detachable car seat. You can leave the baby at the door and lift baby in with you. Thirdly, from a business perspective, I've worked in cafes and I've seen the yummy mummies walking in for a skinny latte. And that's it. And the kids aren't drinking the juice because of the number, so they've all got their special water and all the rest. It's nonsense. And lastly, I've also been in cafes where these kids are running mental all over the place and yummy mummies do nothing about it.
Adrienne?
I think that's offensive. Why are you calling them yummy mummies? There's all kinds of shapes of parents, the grandparents, dads, people who aren't even their parents looking after them, people who were child-minded.
It's just a class of clientele that attend Anthony's Cafe, obviously.
Okay, that's fair enough, but not all parents are like that. And this is about saying, look, we don't want your kids in here. And I'm absolutely not comparing wheelchair users to buggies. What I'm talking about is the space issue.
You put it in the exact same breath, and there's just no comparison. I mean, it's so far off the spectrum.
What about a parent who's disabled and actually is incapable of carrying a child and needs the baby in the buggy? What would you do in a situation like that?
I am very sure that
there are a huge amount of parents who are disabled and who do need the additional help of having...
There are indeed, but I'm sure all over the world, but there are very, very few when it comes to actually seeing it on a day-to-day basis. These rules were created for
health... That's problematic,
Let me finish. If I... Okay, and I trip over little Poppy's buggy, and I break my ankle or break my arm, do you want to pay the claim, or is the cafe paying the claim?
Well, you see, is that part of the problem here? This is all, you know, business is so fearful of the whole claim culture era in which we live, Adrienne.
Well, I don't think there are many of these claims that are taking place. I think that this is just part of the sustained culture which says kids are not welcome in public spaces. Because when was the last time you read anything about, you know, somebody tripping over a buggy and breaking their ankle? There's a reason people take out public liability insurance, and that's what it's there for. I don't think using that as an excuse is really, it doesn't fly with me. It doesn't have credibility because there are plenty
as a non-buggy user, it flies with me. I'm very pleased to know that the cafe has my health and safety as their first option.
I'll let you both take a skinny latte there while you're waiting. Birdie's in Lisburn this morning. 0845955678. Morning, Birdie.
Good morning, Joel.
So what do you make of this, Birdie? All these prams having to be parked at the door.
I'll tell you, I did talk more about the supermarkets.
Yes.
Where I've been blind, I just sit in the car and my care worker goes in and gets me whatever I have to get. Where it's hard enough looking after herself. She says, for sometimes you get women going in there with bogies and they're looking all around them at this, that, and all. And she says, then they come behind and they're bumping into you and everything. Some of them are very ignorant. They wouldn't even say they're sorry. And from this on, from the school stop now, they'll be coming in and they'll maybe with a lot of youngsters with them, and it'll be hard to control. The kids are all running over the place, and it'll just be chaos in many places. So it will.
But she would not cut them a bit of slack, Birdie.
Well, if a parent can watch where she's going with her trolley and that, and also control her kids, that's fine. Yes, there's space for everybody. Same in restaurants and that. I go into a couple of restaurants and they've noticed this up after even a certain time at night. Youngsters are not there forbidden. So, and the restaurants now, they're getting it tight with the credit squeeze, so they're entitled to get what money they can get in, what trade, but you must draw a line and have health and safety at your first priority.
Okay, Birdie, thanks for your call this morning. We're talking about this cafe in North Leeds that's decided to ban prams and buggies. They've said that if you have a pram or a buggy, you have to leave it at the door. They don't want prams or buggies inside the cafe. What do you think? 0845955578. What would your reaction be if a sign like that went up at the cafe that you use? Gráinne's in Lisburn. Morning, Gráinne.
Morning, Joel.
Are you a pram pusher?
I am. Well, I was. I'm not now. He's old enough to walk. But this has totally infuriated me because as an ex-pram pusher, I know the difficulties that parents face if they wanted to have a life outside of their children or with their children, because Northern Ireland is appallingly bad for accommodating parents in every way.
Well, what do you mean? Give us examples. Come on, tell us why.
Go to any supermarket in Belfast, Lisburn, and you will get at least 50% extra disabled parking spaces than you would get parent and child parking spaces. Now, I'm not discriminating against disabled people, but surely to God there are more parents in Northern Ireland than there would be disabled people, I would think. If you go to Sprucefield, for example, they have at least 4 or 5 bays of disabled parking spaces. And I think in total, they have about 15 parent parking spaces.
Why should you
know yourself?
But why should you have a special parking space?
Because, Joel, you know yourself, and tighter. If you're trying to get a baby seat out of the car, you need the extra bit of space to open your door and safely take your child out, to get the buggy beside the car, or indeed the pram, so that they're not in the thoroughfare of busy traffic.
So if you were to waltz up to your wee cafe and you were still pushing your buggy and you saw that sign in the door, well, how do you think you'd respond?
I wouldn't go in, and I'd tell people I know not to go in. I actually think I'd go in and complain.
Do you think it would be actively bad for business, or do you think other people who are fed up having to negotiate all the prams and buggies would actually say, let's go there because we'll not have to fall over them?
But you're totally, it's totally bad for business. If you think parents, if they have the extra pounds, they'll go in, they'll spend the money, they'll bring their children with them, they're going to, you know, they might have other older children who'll eat in that cafe. You know, they might call into that cafe in the morning to grab a to-go coffee. I wouldn't go into it anymore on my way to work.
Okay.
If I didn't have a child with me.
Grainne, thanks for your call. Quickly, Tommy's in Rathcoole. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Joe.
I can give you a minute, well, Tommy. Work away.
I was listening to your man and I never heard such clap-clap in my life.
Ant, you can talk. He's still there.
Yes.
I'm still here, yes.
Sorry.
Hello, what do you want to tell me about myself?
I don't think you would arrest him for a start at a cafe. Because at the end of the day, every penny's a prisoner to these people. And I've worked in restaurants for over 30 years, and I've never, ever had a person with a pram being refused entrance, and they've never been in the way. Health and safety thing, it's a cop-out. This health and safety thing, it's just an excuse for people not to turn away business.
Okay, Tommy, this is going to have to leave it there. Thanks to Anthony and the Adrienne.